Then it was a sextet by the name of Sexta, made up of six women, singing Noladeti la Shalom, I Was Born for Peace, Hakol Zahav, the album from 1979. Then it was Kaveret, which means beehive in Hebrew. Well-known, very popular band in the early 70s. They were even represented Israel at Eurovision in 1974, which was the year of the album and the song that we heard, Moshe Ken, Moshe Lo, about a very confused person named Moshe. The album Pugi Bepita, Pugi in a Pita, from 1974, yeah. Don't know what a pugi is, but I guess that's referring to the bread. Then it was Erez Halavi doing Tipa Shel Chom, or A Drop of Warmth. The album was Halayla, The Night, from 1984. Then we heard from Arik Einstein and Miki Gavrielov doing Tse Mizeh, Get Out of It. Get Out of It. Badeshe Etzel Avigdor, at Avigdor's Grass, the English, strange English translation that is provided with the album. 1971 was the release year. Then it was Yoni Rechta, doing, who's also a member of Kaveret, but here as a solo performer. Shuv Hikan, She's Here Again. Hit Kavnut is the album, Intention, from 1979. Those were all in Hebrew, modern Hebrews, thus far. Then we heard in Ladino, it was Andela Nil doing Ona Ora from the 2014 album Ladino Balkan. And then the well-known, wonderful Ofra Haza, or Chaza, actually, who passed away in... oh, quite a while ago, year 2000, here doing her very popular album, on her very popular album, Yemenite Songs, or Chire Timan, from 1984. Here she covered, what we heard was from the, either 1600s or 1700s, a Yemenite poet by the name of Shalom Shabazi. His piece, Odel Le'eli, or Thanks to God. Then we went back to 1967 and heard from Chaba Alberstein doing Dod Radio, or Uncle Radio, sort of a somewhat, slightly humorous, I think a children's song in some way. The original album was called Tzaat... Tzar Tzuya Shel Osnat, or Osnat's Toys. And then we moved forward back into this century. It was Rona Kenan doing Chesnunit Bisra et Boa Ha'aviv, when the swallow announced the coming of spring. And that was from the conceptual album Shirim Le Yoel, Songs for Yoel, from 2009. After that, Carolina, or Karen Avratz, who was one of the members of Habanat Nechama, whom I saw here in Leipzig a long time ago, here doing a track called Al Tomar, Don't Be Late, and the album titled Zohar, from 2012. Then it was Yehudit Ravitz doing Balad Al Adon Kimat the Geveret Kvar, a ballad about Mr. Almost and Madam, or Mrs. Already, and the album Galui V'Ne'elam, Visible and Gone, from 1980. Then it was Dana Adini doing Kan, or Here, Ashlaya, the album Illusion, from 2011. Boom Pam did Ein Galim, There Are No Waves, or Just No Waves. Manara and Summer Singles, from 2013, the album. Rokfur did Ha'ish Shira'a Hakol, The Man Who Saw Everything, also the name of the album from 1994. And that last one was by Meir Ariel doing Kotzim Aleph or Kotzim Echad, Thorns Number One, Zerei Kayitz, the album Seeds of Summer from 1993. I think I didn't miss anything. In any case, if I did, look at the playlist. It might still be there somewhere in between. And that was our random road to Israel. I'm off now to roll next week's road, rolling down the road with the randomizer. And we'll see where we go in about, a week from right now, in fact. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks so much for being there with us today. Thank you, Handy Haversack, for your adoption of said show for this year. And thanks to everyone out there. Stay tuned to the Drummer Stream. This is WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio at wfmu.org/drummer. Stay tuned for Testify with Larry Grogan coming up next.
Thank you. Standing in your heart is where I want to be and love to be. But I'm as well trying to catch the wind. Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her. Mm-hmm. When I see her, uh-huh. That's the time I love the best. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Mm-hmm. Without thinking. Mm-hmm. Of the time when I've been low. He's 5 foot two and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on.
He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war. On the Firefly platform on sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine, involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy colored goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, my, they sigh. My, my, they sigh. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. My, my, this side. My, my, this side. The magician, he sparkles in satin and velvet. You gaze at his splendor with eyes you've not used yet. I tell you his name is love, love, love. My, my, this side. My, my, this side. My, my,
sign. I'll buy a Chevrolet. Buy a Chevrolet, I'll buy you a Chevrolet. Just give me some of your love. Just give me some of your love. Just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love. I don't want your Chevrolet. I don't want Chevrolet, yeah. I don't want your Chevrolet. Just give me some of your love, man. Just give me some of your love. If just give me some of your love, man. Just give me some of your love. I'll buy four Mustang. I'll buy you four Mustang. I'll buy you a four Mustang. Just give me some of your love, babe. Please just give me some of your love, man. If you just give me some of your love, man. If you just give me some of your love. Cadillac, I'll buy you Cadillac. I'll buy you a Cadillac. Just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love. I don't want your Cadillac car. with your world shiny black. I don't want your Cadillac. Just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. Well, I'll buy you sugar cube. I'll buy you sugar cube. I'll buy you a sugar cube. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love, gal. I don't want to go for no trip. I don't want to go for no trip. I don't want to go for no trip. Just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love now. Just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love. If you just give me some of your love. Just give me some of your love. Just give me some of your love.
Greetings all, and welcome once again to Testify here on WFMU's 24-hour listener-supported Give the Drummer Radio. I am your host, the Right Reverend Larry Grogan, and I come to you in this sacred space every Thursday with 2 hours of the finest and recorded music. And this week we do something that we have never done before, which is to chase, amplify, and expand upon a musical subject in relatively close proximity to its original statement. It was but 2 short weeks ago on the 5th anniversary show that we explored the music of Donovan via cover versions of his songs. It was during that show that I promised that we would someday return to dig into his own recordings thereof, the assumption being that there would follow a certain period of rest during which we would explore other things, letting our ears wander about gathering the darling buds of May until the opportunity presented itself, and normally that's what we do, but this time there was something else percolating. You already know that I spend a significant amount of my time ruminating on music, which month at that time devoted to dividing and stacking sounds for future shows. It's as if I had an internal server devoted solely to these pursuits, which is running at all times, even when the screensaver starts. In this particular instance, the component parts of Donovan-based show had all been shipped to the staging area long ago, awaiting assembly by yours truly, and the all-covers show provided the impetus for me to don my coveralls, take out the tools, and get to work putting together the show you will hear today. Needless to say, though I will go ahead and say it anyway, much of what I wanted to say about Mr. Leach was said during that past show. However, certain pertinent facts must be read into the record once again, lest they be missed and forgotten. First and foremost, Donovan is, among his peers, underrated, misunderstood, and always ripe for re-examination by any available set of willing ears. He was a generational avatar, as much as an image on an old poster, its edges filled with tack holes from being carried from place to place, rehung and re-admired through your personal history. But he is clearly more than that. Donovan was, even in an era of explosive musical change and progression, running far ahead of the pack, stitching together an ornate quilt from a very far-ranging selection of sounds and sights, joining Hebridean folk, rock and roll, American jazz, Indian sitars and courtly lutes, marijuana, hashish, LSD, and transcendental meditation. Here is the listener is presented with a menu that seems vaguely familiar at first glance, yet reveals itself to contain all manner of unexpected flavors and aromas to dizzy the mind. As I mentioned during the first show, that extremely diverse contingent of artists who chose to cover his songs is itself an indicator of the impact he made on the music of his day, and of course the depth of his talent as a songwriter and stylist. Today we will work our way through his catalog, stopping along the way to sample a rarity or three, allowing ourselves to open our ears to become enveloped in a cloud of incense that is the music of Donovan. And we got started with his first impact on the world, which was mainly as an acoustic troubadour. First, with the absolutely profoundly beautiful Catch the Wind. I think Catch the Wind is one of the greatest songs of the 1960s. Covered many times, but perfect in its original form by Donovan. Released here in the United States on the Hickory label, which was by and large a country and folk imprint. He had yet to hook up with Epic at that point. His stuff in England was coming out on Pi. After that, we heard Colors, another great song, which appeared on his first album, Fairy Tale, also as a 45 here in the United States. Then Universal Soldier, written by Buffy St. Marie, an early cover, by Donovan. Not a lot of covers in his repertoire, at least in his recorded repertoire. He did a lot of folk blues and traditional folk early on and in live settings, but not as much on his records. And for that Sonny Goode Street, which in its original form by him is kind of mournful. If you listen, go back a couple of weeks ago and listen to the cover I played by Tom Northcott, it sounds like a walk through a carnival. It's very upbeat and light and fun, and Donovan's version is a little bit melancholy, if you will. And then we close that set with Donovan started turning on a little bit, taking an old blues and turning it on its head, dedicating it to his partner, Gypsy Davey. Hey, Jip, dig the slowness. A UK flip side to the single Turquoise in 1965, and a song that was redone by a bunch of people in the 1960s, taking his version as a jumping off point. And just solid stuff. And I should make a mention here. There was some discussion in the chat about Donovan using Dylan as an influence, and I would disagree with that strongly. They were both young guys with guitars, but pretty much Donovan is drawing from a wider range of material than Dylan. Although Dylan does, in his early work, is pulling some from British folk by its Appalachian followings, if you will. But Dylan was also borrowing heavily from the persona and sounds of Woody Guthrie and Ramblin' Jack Elliott and people like that. And Donovan is, at least in the early days, I think much more of an original personality and musician than Dylan was. It's funny because somebody posted, it was just Dylan's birthday, he just turned 81, I think. And somebody posted his first album and we're like, this blew the doors off everything. And I'm thinking like, I disagree with that. I don't really think Dylan blew the doors off. I mean, he sort of came on very strongly in the beginning because I think he was an unusual figure in a day when the folk that most people were familiar was the commercial stuff, like the Kingston Trio and stuff like that. But I don't think Dylan was blowing the doors off of anything until Highway 61, which is really a sea change all in all. But that's enough of that, unless you want to go down the road of Don't Look Back, which we'll probably talk about on the next break. But let's get into some more Electric Donovan at this point here on Testify.
Young fella tuning up a new set of guitar strings over there is Donovan. He's a singer that comes from Britain. I met him last summer at the Newport Folk Festival. And I'd heard all kinds of different stories about him, but I was really... I felt I'd known him when I'd seen him. He strolled on the stage singing some very soft and mild and beautiful songs that he'd written himself. So when I found out that he was going to be in town, I asked him if he'd drop out to this program, The Rainbow Quest, and we'll search out some different colors of the rainbow with him. Well, Donovan, it's up to you. What you can sing whatever you want. Some old, some new, some borrowed, some blue.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my you can. I have
Tournament, the drink of a duet tonight. But the jester, she cries alone, because Merlin spoke of an instant spell to make the devil's white knights moan. And all in all, the seagull said, as I look to where I've been, the whole wider human race is taken far too much method.
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip, and so gently indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal town. Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped
in white velvet, silk and lace. The rustle of her gown on the marble staircase. Sparkles on fingers, both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal dome.
This next song's called Celeste, and this is a song about a love story. It's about someone who loves not just one person, but everybody. It's called Celeste. Like a silly clown would. I don't know why would anybody like to try the changes I'm going through. A hidden lie would fortify something that don't exist, but it ain't so bad. I'm just alive, so many more things to do, and I intend to come right through them all with you. My songs are nearly dreams, visiting my mind. We talk a while by a crooked style. You're lucky to catch a few. There's no magic wand in a perfumed hand. It's a pleasure to be true. In my crystal halls, a feather falls, being beautiful just for you. But that might not be quite true. That's up to you. Dawn crept in unseen to find me still awake. A strange young girl sang her songs for me and left for the day was born. That dark princess with saddening jest, she lowered her eyes of woe, and I felt her sigh. I wouldn't like to try the changes she's going through, but I hope love comes right through them all with you.
There's another friend of yours, though, that I'd like people to meet today. When you walked into the studio, you had with you Sean Phillips and a big, beautiful sitar. I know it's an instrument so few people here have seen, but I've recognized it because I had seen one before. It's the instrument they play in India. And if we ask him to join us, the question is, where should he sit? Should he sit on the floor, or could we put him here on the table?
Sit him on here.
Right up here?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to sit on the chair, I understand.
He can't. You've got to hold the sitar with the ball of your foot.
All right. We'll clear everything off the table and ask Sean Phillips to join us here. Just a moment.
And swim in the ripples of your love. I dreamed you were, would you well, sitting on a golden crown on my head, my tiny potion in my hand. Clouds of liquid color touch the sand. Oh, I dreamed you were, would you well, sitting on a golden crown on my head, my get you there on time.
Trans Love Airways get you there on time. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Jefferson airplane, get you there on time.